掉。
Tonight. Hope you had a fabulous weekend as we roll into the first official week of June. I mean, Friday was the first, but you know how Fridays are. So here we are, and we got a long haul and a lot of things happening this month, including the Supremes with a couple of big decisions. The biggest one that affects every single one of us, of course, is healthcare. Ultimately, individual health mandate, does it stand up? Are things picked apart? We're going to talk about that a ton this month. In the next couple of weeks, we'll have a lot of constitutional people pulling apart what it all means. And then, of course, ultimately, the final decision handed down by the Supremes, probably the last week of June is what I'm guessing. If we were doing our little nail the score thing, I'm going to say this gets handed in the 28th. Why? Because they know, these justices, that everybody wants a piece of this, and it's right before they are done for the summer. So I think they wait till the so-called 11th hour before we know exactly what's happened. All right, speaking of knowing what's happening, boy, big news over the weekend that included Assad denying anything to do with that massacre in Hulu. Remember last week we were talking about the 100-plus people, especially a ton of them women and children killed, just slaughtered. Well, the prez, Bashar Assad, is saying that even though everybody suspects that it's the Syrian government, they had nothing to do with it. So Syria in the hot seat, but yet nobody steps forward to take the reins. You know how I feel about the United States stepping in. It's horrible to see this on the sidelines, but how can we afford to pay one more penny to invest in the deep sands of the Middle East? We're already so sunk. It's like quicksand for our blood, sweat, tears, and our do-re-mi. You might have a different point of view as you sit and you see some of these horrible pictures that come out and have been coming out for the last, really, year. Since last March, 9,000 people have been killed. Assad denying a lot of that, but particularly denying what happened in Hulu, which was, of course, last week. We roll into yet another week of courtroom drama. Not, thank goodness, with John Edwards, because John Edwards gets away with an attaboy. He walks away from everything, but I don't even want to go there at the top of this show. Instead, something that we've talked about a ton here on ATN is George Zimmerman. George Zimmerman surrendered and was booked into jail on Sunday. He surrendered pretty peacefully, supposedly. And this was an afternoon deadline. So why is he in jail? Because remember, he was bonded out. What was it that led the judge to revoke his bail on Friday? Well, the big thing, speaking of money, is because they're saying, the court is saying, they were misled about his finances. Mark O'Mara, his attorney, has kind of a different point of view of what's going to happen in the whole thing with rehab nonetheless.
He's worried about himself, he's worried about his wife, he's worried about his family, he's worried about everybody who has to be in hiding because of the enormous anger and frustration and hatred that has spurred from this case. It's a credibility question with Mr. Zimmerman, and now that credibility has been attacked or tarnished, and now he's going to have to rehabilitate it. It's going to be a pretty straightforward motion. Again, just hoping that the judge will give us an audience and that we can further explain away why what happened seems to have happened.
All right, so they're going to have to explain away, as his attorney said, what's going on with his money and ultimately what was it that led the judge to say, no, forget this, we're taking this bond back. O'Mara is right on one thing. He is absolutely a marked man, absolutely. And here's pretty much what I understand to be at the heart of the dispute. The prosecutors are saying that Zimmerman had $135,000, right? And at the time, his wife told the court under oath that the family had nothing, that they were indigent. So now they got to explain what's the deal with the money that he had access to the money that they said they didn't have before, $135,000, is a lot different than zero. You know, Zimmerman's trial probably doesn't happen till sometime deep into next year. Deep into next year, by the time you get through every pre-trial motion, you do the, you pick the jury, you go through all the things that are required of just getting a date on the calendar. I think this one is, this one's definitely dragging out until deep into the spring, deep into the spring. So this is kind of a blow for Zimmerman because it makes him look bad. So who's Zimmerman who as far as their records are concerned? Because remember, the judge says he relied on false representations and statements by Zimmerman and his wife when they set the bond at $150,000. So Zimmerman, you know, do the math, was only having to post 10% of that amount. The prosecution, chomping at the bit, says, hey, they should revoke the bond or increase it because he had the money. So he's, you know, this is ridiculous. He's leading you down the primrose path. So this isn't going to be easy to make this. I don't think it's going to be easy to make this go away. But this still isn't at the heart of the case. And Zimmerman and his family are concerned about what happens to their, what happens to them when they're exposed out in the open. And being exposed means being anywhere near Sanford, Florida. Because remember, nobody supposedly knew where he was. All right, we're certainly not going to zero in this whole entire time on George Zimmerman and what's the deal with his bail and all that other stuff. It's just part of the buzz in the backyard because it put his name out there and people caught that. It was like, wow, why is he out there again? What's going on with that? Why is his name out there? I don't understand. What we will talk about is the fact that it really truly is crunch time for Wisconsin's recall movement. There's a real big push for this. Volunteers are just smothering, I heard, the people in Wisconsin. Forget about it. When you go to the store, everybody is all over you. Look, I just want to get a quart of milk. I already know what's going on. Are you just blowing up my phone lines, accosting me when I walk to the car about what I'm going to do? And, of course, the Wisconsin governor, Scott Walker, to some is a hero, to some he's a goat. And it's all about that collective bargaining agreement power, the power of the unions. I think that this is a precedent-setting thing as we watch it unfold, because very few times in our history, at least in recent times, have you had a governor recalled. And so this is part of that, there's part of that movement where it's kind of split to recall them or not. Pretty much the people that I've talked to feel very confident, however, that he's going to weather this and he's going to stay, that he's not going to get recalled, that there's no way. There are too many people that are pushing for him. If you remember March of last year, all of those demonstrations inside the state capitol, and what a nightmare that was for the police, too, by the way, because they were in the middle of this. When you look at limitations on collective bargaining agreements and things that are elements of that, that included the police, or did include the police and the firefighters, but it included all the public employees. So the unions don't like the fact that unions are barred from deducting dues from workers' paychecks, for example, and it's been a slugfest for 16 months, and it's all coming to a head. Hang with us. More on that and other things, odds and ends, in just a few. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Of what's happening in Wisconsin in just a second. But, you know, as we roll into week two in June, which is really like week one, didn't I just say that? I was thinking about this, midnight snacks, and lo and behold, Cop sends us a little note that says, puts it on the chat anyway, lobster and shrimp at midnight. What's the best midnight snack that you ever had? Hands down. I'll tell you one thing. I lived in, people ask me for background. Where did you live, right? So I've lived all over the place. That's kind of a broadcasting thing. I lived in Las Vegas for a while. And in Vegas, the cool thing about Las Vegas is when you live there, it's very much a town of no time. So no clocks on the wall, was at least in any casinos. And you could get anything you want at 4 in the morning or midnight or, you know, any time during the day. I mean, really, you could have dry cleaning done within an hour at an oddball time. You could eat a great dinner of, or snack or whatever you want to call it, of lobster, of surf and turf, anything you want, because that is a town that's all about convenience. It's all about service. It's a service industry. Serve the people, because they'll spend money. So probably the oddest midnight snack I had was I had shrimp scampi and I think Caesar salad, and we had a giant hunk of chocolate cake that was to die for, and it was in the Bellagio, and I think it was somewhere at a weird odd time, 3 or 4 in the morning, and I believe it was after I had gotten off in America Tonight, so it was actually when I had gone back to visit Las Vegas. But Cop just made me think about that, how the way things are now, especially so many of you listening to me at strange times. People are up at weird times. What other people think are weird times, it's normal to us. Anybody who's on a so-called third shift, of course, you can reverse the eating patterns. You can eat, you know, you're not necessarily eating breakfast at 8 or 9 in the morning. You might be eating it at midnight. And that's probably my favorite thing to do, is to take breakfast and put that at any time on the clock, whenever you feel like it. I love those places where they serve breakfast all day. It's like one of those nook and cranny places. I'm always saying that all of you are from all of these great places all around the country. And the best finds for breakfast late at night, not just necessarily the chains, but the other diner type places. In where I grew up, there was a, I guess the diner now is a place called Ponzio's, but there were way better diners even than that. There was a place that we used to always go to called the Country Club Diner, and that's a great example of you could get whatever you wanted any time of day, and you just sort of didn't think about it. It was a different world inside that diner. All right, it's a different world in Wisconsin, you know, without a doubt. Now it's coming to a head because June 5th, Tuesday, that's the day for the recall election. And this recall election is just the third to take place in U.S. history. The other governors that had to weather a recall election were Lynn Frazier from North Dakota. That's back in 1921. I had to look that up, right? Because I didn't know that one. I knew Gray Davis of California, as all of you do, from 2003. But what's going to happen to this Republican governor, Scott Walker? Because this started as a... was talking about in 2011. So this is a year ago. This has been raging for 16 months. And his disapproval ratings have kind of been all over the map. But only a few points, whether it's 50 to 51% or in the 40s, 47 to 49%. But Wisconsin law made him eligible to be recalled starting in January of this past year. So the Democrats have made it a priority. This is all they're focusing on. They're obsessed. They're like a dog with a bone. They're not letting this go. And Walker has raised a ton of money throughout this whole process. He's raised millions of dollars. And he's had a lot of people back him up, too, like Governor Chris Christie has, from New Jersey, has been in there to back up Walker. And several others, rock stars, if you will, of the Republican Party have also gone out, not on such a big limb, I'm going to say, but they've gone out to make sure that everybody knows they're backing this guy. And the Democrats have a few of their own, like Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton just recently, I think even over the weekend, he was back again to try to raise the push for, okay, you got to get out there and vote, you got to get out there and vote, you got to go out and... make this guy pay for the fact that he took away your collective bargaining rights, that he's slashed all of your abilities. And the Walker people, or Walker himself, is saying that's not the case at all, because how are you supposed to pay for the being held hostage by these unions? And we'll see, because the people will decide. This is huge. If Walker would win a recall election against a potential candidate like Tom Barrett, and you think of what that means also for his abilities, they needed more time during the process. They wanted to check out the signatures, blah, blah, blah. And I think it would say something for Walker if he stands this test, because this is a huge test if it's only happened. If we've only seen this happen three times, just imagine what this means. We have the Milwaukee mayor, Tom Barrett, and you have the incumbent governor trying to weather the storm and hang on to his seat. I mean, this is critical. The whole, and all the taxpayer money, this is the other thing. So you've got all this divisiveness, all this blood splattered all over the place, but the waste of taxpayer money, no one ever talks about that. Or maybe they do, but I haven't heard very many people talk about it. You know how much it costs for a statewide election? We're talking about a state like so many others struggling. $9 million for a statewide election. Because you have a primary election that was also done for this race. So now if you add all the totals into that, you're talking about $18-19 million. In the end, with how it's split up, you're going to have some people who are going to be enraged and others who are going to feel like, hey, well, it's justified what happened. Look, we're getting backed up. Now, Gray Davis, he had a tough time, if you remember, but that's Arnold Schwarzenegger. That was when he swooped in on his white horse. Nobody knew all the other things that were going on in his personal life, because if they had, no matter what, I don't think that Schwarzenegger would have gotten into the position that he was in, at least by overtaking Gray Davis. Now, in this case, it has nothing to do with so much what the ridiculousness of what's happening, like it was under Gray Davis, how California was just drowning. In the case of Walker, it's just strictly on union rights. This is all about the unions and why there's so much interest from other governors and other states and other people watching is because what? It's what we say all the time. Precedent setting. Precedent setting. If this comes up in New Jersey, if this comes up, and it does, in Ohio, and if there is some other governor who, with the right kind of state legislature, pushes something through similar to Wisconsin, part of that's going to be based on, I think, what they saw that worked in Wisconsin, if it worked. But $18 million? $18 million for this recall election? Oh, I wouldn't be happy. Because I wouldn't be happy at all if I were a taxpayer in Wisconsin. Because once everything is said and done and the dust has settled, unless you are backing Barrett, unless he gets in, man, that is money just thrown down a rat hole when you're struggling to meet other needs in a state. That's a lot of money. It really is. All right, coming up on the flip side, we're going to check the mail. Got a ton of it over the weekend. Maybe we'll read yours. That's next.
Summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, Berkey, waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
After 70 years, that's what he goes there for, is to unlock the door. All those around him criticize and say, and through a fractal on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
In just a few seconds, we're going to head out and check the mail as promised. But a big, 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 big week in Wisconsin. So you can be sure we'll be talking about this for the next couple of days anyway. And more specifically, how it will affect other parts of the country, especially when we deal with union versus no union, which is better, which is worse. Or really, does it depend on what your industry is doing? Or have unions really slid in a different direction? I've heard that from plenty of people that I know, in fact, who are in unions, who are forced to be in unions. All right, I could blither brother all night long about that, and I'm sure I will again at some point. You can throw in your 2 cents, really pretty much an up or down vote, yes or no to unions, because really there's no gray area in Wisconsin. You're either for this guy or against him, and it's strictly on the union. That's what it's about. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE, or you can shoot me an email. Go to americatonight.net, click on the contact, and bada bing, as Tony Soprano would say, you are in, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's head to the mail.
The mail is here. Woo!
All right, let's go to this first one. This comes to us from Zombie Times 2. It says, hello, Ms. Delaney. I love your show. I like listening. I like listening so much, in fact, that I stay up much later than I should. But that's a credit to you and all the people around you. Here's the thing I don't understand about with the Democrats. They have such a love affair with the Clintons. Why is Nancy Pelosi being quoted as saying that Hillary Clinton is our best shot in 2016? Didn't Clinton say that she didn't want to run for any other office? What say you? Yeah, I think what you're referring to is there was a piece that was done in one of the San Francisco papers, and then, of course, it took off all over the place, where Pelosi talked about Hillary Clinton and that it would be her time, it would be a different story. So, you know, 2016, why wouldn't she run? And she'd have a great chance if she ran, and she could be the first female president. And I think you're absolutely right. I know she said that she didn't want to run, that she wasn't going to run anyway. So the question of arguing about or pondering whether or not she would be there for 2016, I mean, forget about it. It's not going to happen anyway. She's not running. And it's this kind of piggybacks onto something else that a lot of people ask me, whether or not I think there'll be a female president ever. Well, the answer is yes. If the right one is in there running, I think, sure, it's a possibility. Absolutely. But I don't think so. With Clinton, no. Her shot was 2008, rather. And she, the Obama people, the establishment Democrats, they wanted Obama. So they made sure they did everything they could to push out Hillary Clinton. She's not going there again, especially if you think of the age thing and where she'll be at that point. It makes absolutely no sense. No way, no how. And then let's see what happens in this election. Are we getting 4 more years of Obama, or is Mitt Romney coming in? Is that really what's going to happen here, or is it back-to-back Democrats, then flip to possibly a Republican? If you look at the way things have happened the last really decade and a half, the Clinton administration, 2 terms, the Bush administration, 2 terms. Does Obama get 2 terms? Does he get 1 term? And then it flips to Romney. You know, I wish my crystal ball could tell me the exact answer, because I would tell it to you, trust me. But I don't know the exact answer to that. And every time I talk to an insider in Washington that I know, they tell me a different story. There's so much doublespeak in Washington that I guess I shouldn't be surprised by that. But I'm not kidding you. It's a different story every single time. All right, let's move on to another email here. And this one comes to us from Jake, who's listening to us in the great state of Texas. And Jake says, Kate, did you see that Texas Walker Ranger is now into the fray when it comes to the Wisconsin recall? Can you guess what he's hoping will happen here? Apparently, he was manning some phones and he was talking to some folks. Well, of course, Chuck Norris is going to be helping the governor, Scott Walker. And from what I understand, that's what he did do, that he was on a phone bank or something and calling people. I wonder if people that got the phone call from Chuck Norris, like, picked up the phone. Because, I mean, really, you got to admit, if you have a home phone, or I guess even a cell phone, how many of you really pick up the phone when it rings? If you're in the middle of something, are you running across the room to pick up the phone? No. Are you just going to let the phone ring because you're in the middle of doing whatever it is you're doing, and then just figure you'll call them back? See, maybe some people have missed their phone calls from Chuck Norris because he was really working it hard, from what I understand. So, yes, Chuck Norris, I did hear that about Norris being one of the people that was trying to help out Walker. And Wisconsin, and where Wisconsin is, and what Chuck Norris is saying is the last thing our republic needs is a tax and spend liberal in charge of the state. If it happens, we have to be realistic about this. that it could open up the floodgates to sweep the country with more of the same recalls. And see, that was my question. I think that's why it's so precedent-setting. If whatever happens here could end up happening in other spots, and it's not too far-fetched to think that that can happen, because, of course, it very much can happen. Watching and seeing what handicapping this and looking for the 11th hour tells to see what's gonna go down. If we look at the polls really show that Walker is ahead by a very slim margin. I don't know that the people helping him feel completely bowled over with confidence that, you know, yeah, he's nailed this, because it's just a poll. But the final poll that was conducted by Public Policy Polling, and this is actually a group that's, you know, affiliated with the Dems, says that among the people surveyed, Walker's at 50% support, and that's 3 percentage points ahead of the Democratic challenger, Tom Barrett. For what it's worth, Tuesday is the big day. I think you're going to see an incredible turnout at the polls for this recall thing. An incredible turnout. All right, let's take another one. This one comes to us from Bob, listening to us, WVMT in Vermont. I love it when you say where you hear us too, by the way. VMT, boy, been on there for a very, very long time. Great people, Charlie and Ernie and the rest of the crew there. And so he says, what about this plane crash in Nigeria? Boy, they're talking about a terrible death toll. Been a lot of crazy things that have happened with airlines. Don't know much of the details. Wondered if you could fill us in. Yeah, what it was in Lagos, Nigeria, and it was a Delta flight that apparently slammed into a very heavily populated area of that particular slice of the country, the largest city, had houses on fire. The number of people on board is kind of mixed, but because we're hearing different things, but about 150 so far. They don't think there's any survivors, you know, whatsoever. At this point, they're looking into what happened, and people on the ground say it might have hit the plane might have hit a power line before it crashed into a building and burst into flames. There's just thick smoke and flames everywhere. And there's a lot of flights that go back and forth, especially out of Lagos, especially out of that airport, people coming into Nigeria. It's heavily, heavily used. And this happens after a Boeing 727 cargo plane flying from Lagos crashed in the capital of Ghana, and it hit a bus and killed at least 10 people there. But this airport is a major, major hub. Anybody, any mission organizations, all of that, they go in there. That's how you're getting, you know, to West Africa. You got about 2.3 million people a couple of years ago, if you wanted to look at the stats, 2.3 million in and out. So that's not just, this is not some small airfield somewhere, pulling someone in, pulling a handful of people in and out. I mean, forget that. No, this is big time how people get in. Like I said, a lot of people who are working missionaries, that kind of thing. So that's pretty scary to me, what's happened. And there's not a lot of details other than the fire, the hitting, the flames, the power line. But it's not tied together yet. At this point, that's not anything that's news, because whenever a plane goes down, there's suspected things that could have happened. But ultimately, what are the final findings? And they're very far away from that. They're trying to, sadly, recover any kind of bodies and contact families and that sort of stuff. All right, on the flip side, we got the Daily Salute. Hang with us.
You Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Come away with me and I will write you a song.
All right, so we head for the exits here on America Tonight. Thumbs up or thumbs down on unions. Flat out, there is no way to play gray on this one. In Wisconsin, they know all about it because it's the part of that recall movement of Governor Scott Walker. Does he stay or does he go? What does this mean for other states? It just means it's precedent setting and there could be other challenges depending, I think really depending on what happens. There's been like a lot of blood and sweat and tears in a sense over what's going on in Wisconsin. And the "we think he's great, leave him alone" crowd, "we think he stole our money" crowd is just as vocal. So it's a dead even tug of war. It is. And everybody in that state and even beyond the borders is talking about the repercussions. What does it all mean? So for the next couple of days, we'll be doing that. Remember, you can weigh in at any time here. Throw in your 2 cents. I don't care. Left of left, right of right. It's open to all stripes. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-6. Kate, another quick reminder, no trifecta challenge because we already did it. We did the blind Belmont last week. Sorry if you missed it because you could have cleaned our clock and maybe someone will. We didn't know what the post positions were. That's why we called it the blind Belmont for fun. We thought we'd add a little twist into this, especially if you were going to get all the loot from America tonight. We'll see if anybody wins the contest. Had a lot of people who called in, like Phil in Missouri and Rick in Illinois and Jeff in Kentucky and Sharon in Maine and Dan in Texas and Jose and others as well who decided that they were going to take a shot at it. That's why we called it the Blind Belmont Trifecta Challenge. So don't look for that at the end of the week. We're hoping we have a winner next Sunday, and we'll talk about that. And also, because we are doing our thing after the midnight and in the midnight hour, depending on where you're listening to us, I'm wondering, favorite midnight snack, what is it? You can go to Press 4 and say America Tonight poll, take the poll. You need to get Press 4 anyway, because if you have it, you can enter the contest every day and you're going to win the brand new iPhone or $200 if you could care less about the iPhone. And this is a thing where you're not getting jostled about a timeshare or hustled or you're giving up a whole bunch of information so you can get spammed. It's just strictly so you can keep in touch with me in better ways. So we have a great big giveaway, and it's not part of any other contest or any other thing that's flying around here on America Tonight, but you can take the poll, favorite midnight snack. I'm just betting the daily salute goes out to Miss USA that she's not really snacking on surf and turf at 3 in the morning. She certainly doesn't look like it. She's 20 years old. Her name's Olivia Culpo. And what's cool about her is she's a cellist from Rhode Island, and she's going to represent the U.S. in the pageant, if you care about pageants at all, right? And maybe when I was a kid, because I grew up in a Miss America territory, and that was a big... It was a big thing. People talked about it, but not now. Now it's just kind of, oh yeah. But this girl, you got to give her cred, man. She beat all the other contestants, and she owned it. She owned the questions. I just happened to see a little snippet of it, so it's so rare that I would make this the daily salute. But this Culpo was short and chunky when she was a kid, and just really blossomed. Went to band camp. Played the cello when she was in second grade. Her parents were musicians. She performed in Boston at Carnegie Hall and all that other sort of stuff. So she worked her buns off. And then she got, you know, honors, grades, and all that stuff. So you got to give it to her. She's not just a pretty face. And, hey, good for her. So she wins a little money that helps her, I guess, along the way with scholarships and that kind of stuff. So I'm going to give her credit, and I'm going to say we need some applause for this woman, for this girl. How about the crew there in Minneapolis? They're sitting on their hands. Where's the applause? Where's the applause for our daily salute woman? Because I think she deserves it. Woohoo! I'll applaud for her. She wins it hands down, so that's two high honors. And she's going to represent the United States at the 61st Miss USA pageant. You know, it's been around for 61 years. 61 years. I didn't even know this. Just a fun little crazy fact I'm going to throw out to you. An American has not won Miss Universe since Brooke Lee, whoever that is, won in 1997. So good for her. Maybe she'll take home the high honors of Miss Universe. So you never know what you're going to get here when you turn into America Tonight, when you tune in. Either we're going to be talking about what's happening in Wisconsin, or we're going to be talking about, sadly, some of the odds and ends over the weekend, some sad things that have happened, or we're going to be talking about the daily salute, which has nothing to do with either one of those things, either one of those things. I did get a quick email here from a guy named Sean who says, Man, when you started talking about midnight snacks, shame on you. You made me hungry, sister. I think I'm about to order me a pizza. I'm just praying the pizza place will deliver. You know, he didn't say where he was from, so pizza places, especially on a Sunday into Monday, West Coast, somewhere in the West, maybe. But usually the cutoff point seems to be pretty early. Of course, unless you're in Vegas, because I already made this pretty clear. When you're in Vegas, you can get anything you want any time of day. And you could get, I'm certain of it, you could get a pizza somewhere at midnight. That wouldn't be too tough to scare that up. It would be pretty easy, in fact, to do that compared to probably in middle America or anyplace else where you're listening to America Tonight, because as all of you know, I mean, things just shut down, especially heading into another week. It's not Friday. It's not Saturday. Yeah, that might be a little bit tough. All right, the Diamond Jubilee, what does that mean? It means it's the Queen's party, and that I can't leave this hour without talking about the Queen of England and the fact that there were huge crowds to celebrate the Queen, but I think it was more about partying and having an excuse to party, and that's why they were out. But the nation celebrated her reign in the rain. 1 million people lined the famous river for the Jubilee. Can you name the river? Do you know what the river is? Yep, they lined the river. I mean, probably even over 1 million, because I happened to see some of those boats and people rowing around. And gosh, how do you count that many Brits at one time? I'm going to say 60 years is a long time. 60 years is a very long time. And it gave the country a reason or an excuse to celebrate at the tail end of a weekend. So that's what happened. You had the Queen, who was out on a barge, out on a boat too at one point, and the Spirit of Chartwell, I think, is it actually has a name, where they had her poised, and she was there with her family, and people were screaming and yelling and holding parties and braving the weather, not concerned about the flotilla, about any what was happening with the rest of the flotilla with the rain and the weather. I guess they're actually used to that anyway. It was a 7-mile kind of haul that they did. And what was cool is when her barge came in to the Thames, she was pretty much greeted by a sea of red, white, and blue on the banks, because the crowds were just drenched. They were waiting, and there was 1,100 boats that were hanging around and all that sort of stuff. So, pretty big deal. 60 is a long time. Charles is going to have to wait, who knows, at least another decade or two, maybe longer than that, before he gets his hands on the crown.